It has been too many times in the past weeks that we have to choose who lives and who dies. We have only one ventilator and we have three patients gasping for air. Who gets a shot at living? It's a call that we have to make almost every day. We have been battling the COVID pandemic for more than a year, with no end in sight, and it looks like things are getting worse. My colleagues and I, our mental health is not strong anymore. Most wards are full, and there's literally no space to create new COVID wards. It's like a factory. We have to move on because the numbers keep coming. More tragically, is the amount of patients we have to watch die because we don't have the resources, equipment or manpower to deal.
People are desperately in need of oxygen, and as we've started to see in some hospitals, having to share oxygen lines, something that we only saw in India, we are seeing now here in the Klang Valley.
Besides the constant fear of catching the virus or bringing it back to our family, there is also this perpetual stressor that every time you come to work, something may happen. There might be a leak in your PPE.
Kalau kita tengok pada kes harian yang sekarang ni, dia memang semakin menaik, memang meninggi dan tidak ada menunjukkan seolah-olah akan turun.
Everybody knows that the state of emergency has nothing to do with COVID in Malaysia. The state of emergency is simply to put the government in power because they've lost the majority. We know that. It's an open secret. And that is the sad part about it. Very sad.
There were segments of the economy that was allowed to open. And this, I think, in part, allowed the virus to continue to spread within certain parts of the population. We also have people who circumvented the rules and took the trouble to make trips out of town to visit family members during the Hari Raya festivities.
Bagi saya, perasaan tu memang kecewa sangatlah mendalam sebab kita dijanjikan lockdown ataupun PKP 2 minggu, kemudian ditambah lagi 2 minggu dengan pelbagai nama PKP, PKPP, PKPD. Tapi kes tetap bertambah. Jadi untuk apa benda ni? Kita dikurung dan kita tengok situasi pun tidak berubah, maka bagi saya satu imej yang menunjukkan bahawa kerajaan hari ini memang gagal lah untuk menangani ini.
I think one of the major mistakes he made was that he took his eyes off the important things that the people worry about, which is the state of the economy. A lot of people lost their jobs, lost their income,